KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have a mostly cloudy sky. It's 56 degrees. We look for skies to be partly cloudy to cloudy today, a high of 65. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 75 years. In local news, Atlantic Police Chief Dave Erickson reports three recent arrests. Yesterday, 24-year-old Jacob Kraft of Atlantic was arrested on a Pottawatomie County warrant for burglary in the third degree, motor vehicle related. Kraft was being held in the Cass County Jail. And last Sunday, 33-year-old Stephen Foots of Atlantic was arrested for disorderly conduct. That same day, 40-year-old Ada Wilson of Atlantic was arrested for domestic abuse assault. Foot and Wilson were booked into the Cass County Jail. Investigators say a deadly house fire in West Central Iowa early Monday morning was intentionally set. The bodies of two girls who were cousins were found in the home in Guthrie Center. Authorities on Wednesday identified the girls as 16-year-old Shekiah Cockerham and 12-year-old Melanie Page Exline. Iowa DCI Assistant Director Mitch Morfitt says while the fire has been ruled an arson, he can't reveal many more details.
As far as getting into the intricate details of that, that's still part of the ongoing investigation, and that's something that we cannot discuss at this time.
The girl's uncle, 54-year-old William Bill Long III, suffered severe burns and remains hospitalized in Omaha. Their grandmother, 74-year-old Shirley Exline, suffered minor injuries. Mortvet refused to say if investigators know who started the fire.
You know, for the integrity of the investigation, that we can't release that at this time.
There have been no arrests in the case. Firefighters were sent to the home in Guthrie Center at around 12:30 a.m. Monday. And a man wanted for violating a no-contact order and leading an Adair County Sheriff's deputy on a high-speed pursuit Monday night has been caught. The Guthrie County Sheriff's Office is 25-year-old Marcus Anthony Terrell of Albia was being held in the Dallas County Jail and was said to have been returned to Guthrie County on Wednesday to make an appearance before a magistrate. Terrell faces charges that include violation of a no-contact order, operating a vehicle without the owner's consent, domestic abuse assault third offense, eluding, driving while barred, injuring a police canine, the canine from Cass County, had its mouth injured by a knife, and an assault on a peace officer with a deadly weapon. Numerous law enforcement agencies, fire department, and EMS personnel assisted the Guthrie County Sheriff's Office in handling that incident that began when a deputy had encountered Terrell at around 10 p.m. Monday at a residence in Casey. Well, someone must have been hungry. Creston police say a resident of the 600 block of North Cherry Street reported last night that sometime on Sunday, someone entered a camper on his property and rummaged through his belongings. And on Wednesday, someone entered the man's home and took one half box of snack cakes. He also reported several items at his residence were missing over the past week or two, including a flip phone and a can full of gas. The loss was estimated at just over $100. Two men from Montgomery County were arrested on separate charges last night. Red Oak police arrested 29-year-old Thomas James Delgado of Red Oak at around 11:30 p.m. for domestic assault. Delgado was being held without bond in Montgomery County Jail pending an initial court appearance. And Montgomery County Sheriff's deputies arrested 24-year-old Justin Lewis Marsden of Red Oak at around 10 p.m. Wednesday for violating a no trespass order. Marsden was being held in Montgomery County Jail on $300 bond. Deputies were assisted during that incident by Red Oak Police. Crews with the City of Atlantic, civic groups, and others will be out and about for 3 days next month picking up junk you set by your curb and taking it to the landfill at no charge. It's all part of an effort spurred by comments made in late April with regard to junk Dana Haldersall on people's yards and alleys. The Atlantic City Councilman urged citizens of the community to take some pride in their properties and the city and take care of the junk. In response, Mayor Dave Jones has coordinated with the street and other departments to pick up your junk Wednesday through Friday, June 7th, 8th, and 9th.
We're not going to take TVs.
No TVs.
No computer screens. Basically, it's going to be out of the curb. We've got roofs going around, talking to people. We need help get stuff out of the curb. If you know somebody else where you can't get it done physically, let us know. We'll try and get people to help them out. So we'll take refrigerators,
washers, dryers, dishwashers, water heaters, furniture.
Yes. Out on the curb.
Nick Harris with the Young Professionals of Atlantic is spearheading the effort and looking for volunteers to help transfer items from the curb to the trucks. Everyday trash needs to go with your contracted curbside garbage service. Councilman Dana Halder said if you don't have an account with the trash man, you should have. Mayor Jones warned of the consequences for those who violate the ordinance with regard to junk properties once the three-day cleanup period is over.
We're talking about people who have garbage in their yards, check their normal hot flow garbage, working on an ordinance bring that, make that, and have them eliminate this 30-day notice, whatever it is. So we're working on that part, bring that up until we get it finalized. So try to get that down into 10-day. You know, it picked up in 10 days, we'll do it for you, like I said.
And Jones said it's a lot more expensive than the typical sanitation contractor's fee of about $22 to $24 per month. He said the warning is meant to spur the habitual offenders into action. Jones reminded residents to mow their lawns as soon as possible. Once the grass reaches 12 inches, the city will come out and mow it for you, but at a substantially higher rate than it would be if you hired a service or your neighborhood kid to mow your lawn. Meanwhile, more information about the citywide cleanup days will be made available soon. The Atlantic Rotary Club on Wednesday announced the winner of their 2017 Outstanding Teacher Award. This was the fourth year for the event that took place in the Commons area of the Atlantic High School as part of the all-teacher meeting. This year's winner was Mrs. Lisa Muncy, middle school 8th grade math teacher.
First off, thank you to the Rotary. This is a tremendous honor. I have to say, when I got insight that this was a possibility that I had been nominated, I was on a track bus full of 50 middle school girls headed to Denison, and it was like, wow, what a huge surprise and honor that people, coworkers, parents took the time to honor me for something that I love doing. So I'm tickled that I had a group that wanted to put me up here, so thank you.
So the forms and essays submitted for her nomination came from her peers, colleagues, students, and parents of students. The Rotary's Jennifer Plum read from one of the nomination forms submitted by a colleague and another submitted by a parent of the current student. The parent wrote that her son is an advanced student in Muncy's class with impeccable math skills, but his fine word skills were significantly low and his writing is like that of a third grader. But that didn't faze Mrs. Muncy, however.
As his teacher, this teacher has been able to compensate for his writing weakness and allow his true skills to shine through. This teacher has taught him some coping skills to keep his numbers in line and how to organize his papers in a way that it makes sense to anyone else who might be looking at it. Although my son is considered advanced, this teacher has not taken that for granted. This teacher has not simply left him to do his own thing since he understands the concepts. This teacher has fostered him as an entire individual and has addressed his needs as necessary.
A colleague wrote of Mrs. Muncy, in part, her passion for reaching all students shows each and every day. Her high expectations and growth mindset remind students that the best of learning happens from trying their best, and making mistakes is part of the process, and that her students over the year have shown tremendous growth on their Iowa assessment tests, and that's due to Mrs. Muncy never having given a child an escape route where math is concerned. And they said that she will go to great lengths in order to make sure that each and every student stays caught up with their schoolwork. As the Teacher of the Year Award winner, Lisa Muncy receives a $3,000 cash prize to further enhance her educational resources, further her education, or for any other purpose she deems fit. Last year's winner was Jody Hogue, kindergarten and multi-age class instructor. She donated much of her cash award back to the community for programs that help kids, such as the YMCA, the Atlantic Police Fund for kids camping, and other activities. She also purchased items for her classroom. Also honored during the awards ceremony yesterday were retirees and other staff, including Peggy Jacobs, Washington Elementary School retiree, Linda Joyce, Atlantic Middle School retiree, Kathy Blazek, AHS retiree, and maintenance retirees Dwayne Baxter, along with Paul Dreger. News was brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 75 years. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.